Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we will continue, if not finish, our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6 in our reading. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently or carefully seek him. Amen. Now, the Holy Spirit showed me something regarding this verse that I just didn't realize or see after reading it for so many times. But I realized it as I was preparing for the teaching for today. The last part of this verse says, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, the opposite of that would be that he does not reward those who do not diligently seek him. So staying diligently in the word produces rewards. Now, please understand that you should be faithful to the word of God, not to get the rewards, but because you love him. The rewards are automatic when you're obedient to him. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and please go to verse 33, and this is Jesus speaking, and he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. So, when you are obedient to the word of God, you are diligently seeking him first in your lives, then all these things are added to you. Amen. Now, our last time together, we learned that God is a now God. He has no beginning and God has no ending. Since time is irrelevant to God, He is not bound by time. God lives in one eternal now. There is no yesterday with God, and there is no tomorrow with God. He lives in one eternal now. God lives in one eternal now. This all ties in with what and why God says in Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe you receive. The reason that you have to believe that you receive your heart's desire when you pray, because God has no other time to hear you. God cannot hear or answer you tomorrow, because He does not have a tomorrow in which to answer you. He only has now or today. And if you do not believe you receive now, then God cannot do anything about it later, because He has no tomorrow. Amen. Now, I have a question I would like to ask you. Do you understand that God is a present tense God? Jesus says that when you pray, you should believe that you receive. When do you receive? Is when you pray, because when you pray is now. That is when God hears now. God cannot hear you tomorrow. We have a tomorrow, but God does not. God only has now. To some people, that don't make sense, and they are correct, because it is not sense, but it is faith. Now pick up on what I'm about to read. Here we have Moses having a conversation with God regarding the children of Israel and Pharaoh. So please turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to read several verses in this chapter that I think that kind of can clear up some of the doubt or confusion in your minds. Now, I have expressed that God is a present tense God, and there are no tomorrows with Him, but only now, right? So I believe these scriptures will clear up any doubt you might have in regards to that premise. Now, let's go to verse number, let's start with verse number 4. And it says, "So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.'" So Moses turned around and answered God by saying, "Here I am," present tense. Now, I want you to pick up on the tense that we're going to be in as I read these particular scriptures or verses. Now, let's go to verse number 6. And it says here, "Moreover, God said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." So we see here that God is telling Moses, He says, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Present tense. Again, solidifying the fact that God lives in one eternal now. Now, let's go to verse 13 and 14. And it says here, "Then Moses said to God, 'Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?'" Now pick up on this on verse 14. He says, "And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. What a name. I am. Now, Jesus says, when you pray, believe that you receive. We found out in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is. Not tomorrow faith will be, not yesterday faith was, but now faith is. Now is the present tense. God did not say to Moses, you go tell the children of Israel that I was has sent you. Do not tell them that I will be somebody has sent you. You tell them that I am has sent you. I am is present tense, which means now. Now think with me for a moment. God did not tell Moses to tell them that Jehovah has sent him, and yet that is his name. He did not tell them that Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, has sent you, and yet that is who he is. God said, just tell them that I am who I am has sent you. He did not say, I am that I was, or I am that I will be. He said, I am who I am. I am who I am. Again, I am is present tense. When you pray, you have to believe that you receive. What's so profound about this is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, picked up on his Father's process, and every time he referred to himself, he said, I am. Now, go to the book of Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. And we will be back to this in 1 minute. But just go over to Revelation 1, verse 18. And it says, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. You there in Revelation 1? Go to verse 11. And it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Amen. Present tense. I am in both of those verses. Now go to the book of John, chapter 10, verse number 7. Again, Jesus speaking. And he says, Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now, please go there. You in 10? Go to verse 11. Jesus is still speaking, and he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You there in John? Go to verse chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus is speaking, and he said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father except me through me. I am, present tense, throughout the whole scriptures. He could have said, I was, I used to be, or someday I will be, but he did not. He said, I am. He only said what he heard his Father say. That is present tense. That is why you have to believe you receive it now, because God is I am. God is not going to be. God is not used to be. He is I am. And I am is present tense. Now go to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, chapter 8. Verse 8. Jesus speaking, it says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that not the same as I am? Everything he is yesterday, he is today. Everything he is today, he was yesterday. Everything he was yesterday, he will be tomorrow. And everything that he is tomorrow, he will be forever. Why? because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same as saying, I am. Now, the question many people have a problem with is, why should they continually confess, I believe that I have received? Well, because you are making a confession of faith. Yes, but why do I have to continually make that confession of faith? Because you have a malevolent spirit adversary, or someone having or showing a wish or desire to do evil to others, and his name is Satan, who wants to keep you from entering into the fullness of the things of God. He has angels and demons who will try to hinder you or to stop you from getting your answer through from the spirit world. Your continuous, unwavering confession of faith throws the battle to you. Some stop standing because it is taking too long. Some people think God is too slow. It did not come when they thought it should. So the demonic forces come in and steal your blessing and keep them from coming. Turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And go to verse number 12. And it says, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those through faith and patience. Through what? Through faith and patience inherit the promise. You will indeed receive what you prayed for. Remember the words of Jesus Christ in Mark 11, 23 and 24. It says this, for surely I say to you, whatever things you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And you do not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, you have to remember, there is no such thing as a silent prayer, because what you're going to get is a silent answer. You cannot pray without saying. They are tied together. It's like the wet with the water. You jump into the water, you're going to get wet. So praying is actually saying. You are not thinking something, you are saying something. Lord, I believe I receive. Thank you, Father. I have to keep saying that because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And secondly, there's a spiritual war going on out there. Satan does not want your desires to come to pass in your life. And so you have to stand for the things that you are believing God for. Amen. You have to stand against the opposition that Satan will bring against you. It will manifest through the circumstances. But there are spiritual influences that are behind that will try to keep those things from coming to you. Let's look at an illustration that I believe will clear up any confusion on this matter. Please turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 10. Again, that's Daniel, chapter 10. Now, here's the story of Daniel, who had a vision, but he did not understand the vision completely, and he prayed and asked God for the understanding of it. It was a while before that understanding came to him. Now, this is comparable to us when we believe we receive and make our confession of faith. I told you there can be a time span between the time that you claimed or prayed for something by faith until you physically receive it. Remember that. It might be because the thing that you are believing God for might be greater or bigger than your faith can handle right now. It may take a little longer for your faith to produce it. Remember, I told you it was really not God who answers prayer. And yet it is God, in the sense that God has made the provisions. Because everything needed to answer all your prayers is already here in the earth realm. Amen? Daniel had to fight through prayer. That is the background of the story. Daniel had a vision. He did not completely understand the vision, so he prayed about it. Now watch this. Okay, are you in Daniel 10? Let's begin reading at verse number 10 to 13. And it says, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. Now, while he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Now, pay attention to this. Then he said to me, do not fear it, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. The angel came because of his words. Our words have power with God. Our words have life in them. The angel, in essence, said, I did not come for you. I came for your words. Remember, I told you, you have to know the authority of your words. Now, please go to the book of Titus, chapter 2. But keep your fingers here in Daniel. Go to Titus 2, verse 11. And it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify us from himself, his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. With all authority. Let no one despise you. So we have the authority. God has given our words have authority and their life. Amen. Now go back to Daniel 10, and we're going to read verse number 13. The angel said, he came because of your words. Verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. How many days? 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now understand, this king of Persia or prince of Persia is not talking about a physical flesh and blood monarch sitting on a throne. He is talking about the demon spirit that has been assigned to Persia. And the name of that spirit was the prince of Persia. Now, the angel said that the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him 21 days. You have to remember, even in the spirit world, there is warfare going on. The angels are in conflict. The angels of Satan against the angels of God. Listen to what he said in verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Behold, Michael. Michael is an archangel, bad young man. He was saying to Daniel, in essence, because of your persistence in not giving up on your requests, because you continue to keep your word on that which your heart desired, I have come for your words. But he said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. For 3 weeks, this warfare was going on in the spirit world. That is why, now repeat, that is why it sometimes takes 3 weeks for you to get your answer to come. It is not because God has not dispatched the answer. The angel said to Daniel, you were heard that very first day you prayed. Amen. The first time you opened your mouth, God heard it and answered and was on his way. But the prince of Persia is out there fighting against you. Well, 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 I'm just about out of time. But please, let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us by simply dialing our toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834. Our access code is 997-020-POUND. Again, the number is 605-303-4834. Access code 997-020-POUND. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.